Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. So, Boston, I guess you really, really like Amazon because a large majority of Bostonians who responded to a new WBUR poll say they want the city to become home to the e-commerce giant's second headquarters. Now, the deadline for the city to complete and submit its HQ bid to Amazon is fast approaching, but Boston, do you love the corporate tax breaks and higher housing costs that would come along with Amazon? Not so much. Here to break down the report is Zininjor Enwemeka. She's a reporter with WBUR's business and technology team, Bostonomics. Hi there, Zininjor.
Hey, Meghna.
Okay, so do this for us. Break it down for us. How many Bostonians love the idea of the Amazon bid?
Yes, so there is a very wide margin here. Bostonians overwhelmingly approve of the city's efforts to lure the tech giant here to Boston. Two-thirds of Boston voters approve of the bid, while only 20% of Boston voters disapprove. Approve of it. And I must say, the approval of Boston's efforts to get Amazon here was strong across all demographics.
Oh, interesting. All demographics, age, race, income,
yeah.
Neighborhood, everything?
Yep. When you look across age, race, across different neighborhoods, income levels, the approval was very strong here.
Oh, okay. Interesting. So we're going to bounce you and I back and forth between what Bostonians love and don't love about the idea of Amazon coming.
Sounds good.
So let's go into the don't love category. Tax breaks.
Yeah. Well, here we're talking about people's pocketbooks. So, you know, I think there's a lot more on the line for people here. Here is where residents are very, very divided. And Bostonians are split as far as tax incentives go. 45% of voters approve of the city giving Amazon tax incentives to come here. 45% disapprove.
Uh-huh.
So there is a very clear split here.
Okay.
And I should also point out that the poll found similar numbers in regards to the tax breaks that GE received, if you remember, when they made the decision to move their global headquarters here to Boston. They got up to, it was nearly $150 million from the city and the state to move here to Boston. So the feelings around GE tax breaks were very similar to Amazon. But I want to give you a quick rundown. Just to show how divided people are when it comes to whether or not to give Amazon tax breaks. So when we look at income level, people who make over $150,000 a year by far had the strongest level of support for tax incentives. So 63% approval among that income level. When you look at lower income levels, the results were a bit more mixed. Now, across neighborhoods, again, here we see a divide with different neighborhoods. So for example, people in Roxbury, Dorchester, Mattapan, Hyde Park had a 38% approval rating, and that's compared to a 56% approval rating in East Boston, Charlestown, and South Boston. We also see divides across racial lines, where African Americans disapprove of giving Amazon tax incentives the most. There's a 53% disapproval there.
Okay, so it's interesting. You're right. When it comes down to pocketbooks, people have very strong and differing opinions here.
Exactly.
But you spoke to individuals about what they think about it.
I did. And everyone I spoke to who was against giving Amazon tax incentives felt basically that they didn't need them. For instance, I spoke with Anna Impelizzeri. She is an interior designer in West Roxbury, and she was basically pretty skeptical about whether a huge company like Amazon would really need an added incentive.
Do we have that much money to spend? Do they need an incentive if they're such wealthy companies, you know? Global companies. Why don't they give the tax break to people like my project? You know, why don't you give me the money for my project? That's what I would say.
And I think a lot of people would agree with her. Why don't you give me the money, right? So I also spoke with Donald Scott. He's a mechanic in the South End. And he basically felt that companies need to pay their fair share.
I think they should pay their due fair in taxes. Whether if they want to be here, pay like you weigh. Everybody else is. There shouldn't be no tax breaks and none of that. If they want Boston as their base, pay Boston what everybody else is paying them.
Truth. I like it. But what about the 45% of folks who approved of the tax incentive? What reasons did they give you?
So I spoke with Matthew Delisle. He's a chef. He lives in Charlestown. He thinks that any tax breaks in the long run would basically even out and be worth the investment.
Those big companies are going to bring a lot more than just jobs. I mean, they're going to bring investment in the arts. They're going to bring investment in infrastructure, investment in real estate, you know. And then all the people that work for them are going to invest in their own neighborhoods. In that big picture kind of look, it definitely works out.
also a truth. I can see his point of view as well. You bring the company here. Ideally, it grows the economy. So it all works out. So, I mean, but to that point, there's also the 50,000 jobs Amazon could bring.
Yeah, there's the 50,000 jobs. I think many people see this as a huge benefit, a huge gain for Boston. But there are some people that I spoke to that raised concerns about, well, who exactly is going to get these jobs? Who would actually benefit from this? So I spoke with Ayana Cole. She's a community health worker in Dorchester. And she was concerned about Amazon basically leaving behind middle and lower income Bostonians.
I mean, you're offering employment for more people who work in the high-end field. But what about the middle class and the low-income person that lives in the city of Boston as it is right now? We're struggling to stay in Boston.
Okay. Well, so let me talk about another issue that it makes this a complicated bid for Boston's and Indore, and that is housing, right? Because one could imagine with all these additional jobs and high-paying jobs, it's just going to make our housing expense that much more expensive.
Yeah, I mean, and that was a concern that came up across the board with people that I spoke to, those who were against tax incentives, those who were for tax incentives. Everyone pretty much acknowledged that housing is very expensive in the city, and it is an issue and something that could potentially become more of a problem if Amazon were to come here. Ayana Cole, who we just heard from, that was really one of her biggest issues was housing. She, as I mentioned before, is from Dorchester, and she already feels like people like her are getting priced out.
I can't afford to buy a home in my own neighborhood. I'm completely priced out, thanks to people coming from GE or if Amazon wins their bid, who are coming in with their nice six-figure salary jobs and can spend a lot more than I can afford to spend on a house.
So here's why this is such a pressing issue. Well, one of the reasons as an enjoyer, and that is housing, jobs, inequality, economic growth. These are all major issues, not only for the city, but in the Boston mayor's race. So are we seeing evidence of that in WBUR's poll?
Yeah, so there is certainly a political divide here. So supporters of Mayor Marty Walsh were more likely to support the Amazon bid than Tito Jackson's supporters of City Councilor Tito Jackson. And supporters of City Councilor Tito Jackson were more likely to want the Amazon bid made public. And if you remember, going back to the Olympics bid a couple years ago, Tito Jackson was one of those strong voices that really pushed for that particular bid to be made public.
And we nosy reporters, too, would like it to be public.
Well, exactly. Exactly. And I should say our team is very much digging into this Amazon bid. So we're hoping to give some more details there.
Fantastic. Well, and that team is WBUR's Bostonomics team. They cover the innovation economy here in Boston. Zanindra Nwumeka is a core part of that team, and she brought us today's WBUR poll results. Thank you so much, Zanindra.
Sure thing, Meghna.